CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, you better hurry up. You'll be late to school. Betsy, will you... Sorry, I didn't hear you come around.
Oh, you're standing right in back of it.
Oh, you were, you little dickens. That's it, I'll eat your breakfast. Bobby isn't awake yet, is he?
I didn't hear him. Daddy gone to work?
Ages ago. Oh, now listen. Do not open the door into Daddy's den.
Why?
I put a big sign out that says do not open so you won't forget, so I won't forget either and go barging in there sometime today.
Why?
Myra's canary. Mrs. Madden, you know who she is. She left her canary here for me to look after for a few days.
I know. I saw the canary when I came home from school yesterday.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, I forgot it. And some woman was here to see Daddy last night, or... doesn't like to see animals or birds in cages. And before we could stop her, she had opened the cage and let the canary out. Well, Daddy and I spent an hour chasing the canary all over the house. Poor little thing. Finally flew into his den and stayed on top of the bookcase. So we put the cage in there, too, and hoped it would fly back in during the night.
Did it?
No. So we're keeping the den door closed, and I'll call a pet store today and see if they have any ideas. Also, that's terribly important. Don't let either of our cats in the house. I'll keep them out all day, too.
Why did the woman who came to see Daddy let the canary out? Doesn't she like canaries?
She doesn't like to see anything in cages. That was Daddy said to let a poor little canary out who's used to a cage while the little thing had flown out the front door.
I still don't understand about the woman. Is this my orange juice?
Yes, right there. Well, it's too involved, honey. She wanted Daddy to help her fight the park board and let all the animals out of the zoo and ship them home or something. That's a general idea. But don't worry your pretty head about it. Eat your breakfast now. And above all, don't open the door to Daddy's den.
Sundays bring solid listening entertainment to millions of CBS radio fans of adventure, mystery, and Western drama. There are fast-moving adventures from the files of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Chilling drama is the province of the award-winning favorite Suspense. Outstanding tales of the Old West burst forth from Have Gun, Will Travel, and Gunsmoke. Radio's longest-running theater of thrills, Suspense, roams far from the beaten track to bring you electrifying high-tension drama, yarns not recommended to the faint of heart. Have Gun, Will Travel chronicles the action-filled exploits of pistol-packing Paladin, whose business card is an open sesame to danger for pay. And every Sunday on CBS Radio, you can follow U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon's latest Gunsmoke battle with frontier lawlessness. Make an appointment with your radio each Sunday for this quartet of first-rate dramas. Johnny Dollar, Suspense, Have Gun, Will Travel, and Gunsmoke. And remember, when you keep that appointment, only your station affiliated with CBS Radio can bring you this fast, furious foursome.
Who opened the door to the den?
I did. Why? What are you yelling about? I'm in here.
Well, close it. Close it.
I don't have to have the door closed. I just thought I'd clean out my desk before dinner.
Oh, honestly, get back here. Get back in with
me. Well, what? May I ask what is going on?
The canary. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I forgot about the darn canary. Is he back in his cage yet? No, I can see he isn't. Where is he?
I don't know now. Honestly, dear, I have spent the day worrying about that canary and keeping this den door closed. There's even a sign on it out there. Oh, look around. You see a little spot of yellow anywhere?
No, look, I'm sorry. I didn't see the sign. I wasn't thinking. And I just forgot about Myra's canary.
Well, with all I've had to do anyhow, to worry about this bird on
there. Why did she dump her canary on us anyhow?
Well, she went to see her mother for a few days. George never remembers to take care of the canary, so she asked me.
Yeah, and you said, oh, yes, canary, yes, of course, sure, anything else.
Look, she had our 2 chickens and 6 rabbits while we were in Europe last year for 4 1/2 months.
All right.
I guess one little canary.
Yes, all right. I see what you mean. Hey, look, what's that way up there? Look, you know, on top of the shelves up there.
Oh.
Turn on the top light. You can see better.
Yes, that's the canary.
Yeah, that's the canary.
Oh, I think he's scared. Maybe that's why he hasn't flown back into his cage.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Why didn't you call a pet shop today, as I suggested?
I did. The man just said to do what we're doing. Leave the cage door open, and eventually he'll fly back in, but he doesn't. Oh, if anything happens to Myra's precious Dickie Boo, or whatever she calls him, she will never forgive us.
Stop worrying about it, will you? What could happen?
Well, I'm sure it's plenty. What is it? What is the matter?
The cats are in. I came in the house, and I didn't see the cats, and they got in.
I have asked you not to scream like that. What is...
Oh, the cats! Close the door!
Daddy, look out!
Close the damn door!
Now look, everybody. I have had a hard day at the office. I am tired. I would like to have a quiet dinner, a quiet evening. I'd like to go to bed early and get a good night's rest. Now, I hope that is not too much to ask.
No, dear, I know just how you feel. Now, Betsy, get those cats out of the house.
It wasn't my fault. I opened the door and they ran in.
Well, I don't know. Dear, wake up. Darling, I'm sorry, but I think one of the cats is up on the roof and can't get down.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry to wake you, but I've listened to that meowing for 15 minutes now. I just can't stand it any longer.
What is it? What's the matter?
One of the cats.
One of the cats what?
Seems to be up on the roof of the house, right over our heads. Do you understand what I said?
Yes.
Well?
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, somebody has to do something. We can't just leave the poor little thing up there. What if she falls off?
A cat isn't going to fall off a roof, for Pete's sake. If she got up there, she can get down.
Well, apparently she can't, or why does she keep crying? Listen to her.
Oh, look, she's all right.
She doesn't sound all right to me. I think she's scared to death. I think it's Pussy Willow. She's the one who's always getting into things, but she's never done this before.
Well, she'll never do it again either, because she's going to sit there. Look, I am certainly not going to get up at any... What time is it, anyhow? 3:20. Look, I'm telling you, if that cat got up there, she can get down.
She can't get down, or why is she crying? I can't stand it. You've been sleeping, but I've been lying here listening to these pitiful little cries. She is terrified. Oh, come here to the window, dear. You can... just see her little face peering over the edge of the...
Oh, golly. I might have known it. Oh, 3:00 in the morning. Where?
Right there.
Kitty. Oh. Pretty
yes, darling. Yes. How in Sam Hill did she get up
there? Yes, Pussy Willow, we hear you. Now, don't worry, Kitty.
Look, I know what she had in mind. She wanted to make a meal out of Myra's canary.
The canary is downstairs in the den.
Yeah, that's right. And we left the inside window open so it would have air, and the cat either heard or spotted or smelled the bird and climbed this tree right outside the den window, and it just kept climbing right on up and jumped to the roof. Now she's scared to jump back to the tree. Don't you see that? That's what she gets.
You don't know that she was trying to kill that poor canary?
She never climbed up on the roof before. If she can't figure out how to jump back to the tree, all she's got to do is, look, just go over to the end of the house, jump down 5 feet to the roof of the porch.
The cat obviously doesn't know that.
Well, you tell her. I'm going back to bed.
I'm
telling you, if that cat doesn't figure out how to get down herself and we rescue her now, don't you see? She will get up on that roof again and again. And just to have the fun of having us come after her.
Betsy will be sick if anything happens to Pussy Willow.
Look, I love animals, too. Or I did.
Help me
up here. It seems to me our life is getting to what revolves around our household menagerie. If it isn't the dog, it's the cat.
No,
if it isn't the darn cats, it's the rabbits. And if it isn't the rabbits, it's those two mangy chickens. I tell you, they've either got to be fed or we have to let them in or let them out. On top of our own, and we run a kennel service for other people's canaries and parakeets and turtles and baby alligators.
Now you've got Betsy away.
Something wrong with Daddy?
Well, there's nothing wrong with Daddy, but your cat is on the roof.
Pussy Willow climbed up there and can't get down, apparently. Do you hear her?
Oh, Daddy, Oh, that is a fall. Please get her down.
Please, dear, the cat is frightened to pieces. She's never been up as high as that.
No, well, neither have I.
Yes, you have, Daddy. You were up at the top of the Eiffel Tower and the Cathedral of Notre Dame and the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Don't you remember? They're much higher than this.
Yes, yes, yes. I certainly remember climbing to the top of everything, by golly. Okay. Get my bathrobe, get my rubber sole shoes, and I will climb up on the roof. Doesn't matter if Daddy falls. Well, we certainly don't want anything to happen to the cat.
You're not going to climb way up on the roof. Just get the small ladder, put it on the roof of the sun porch, and climb up enough so you can see the cat and then call to her. That's all there is to it. I wouldn't ask you to do anything dangerous. I'll tell you what you do.
Look, since I am risking life and limb, could I be the engineer in charge of rescue operations? Please?
Yes, sir. Betsy, get Daddy's bathrobe.
What's it all?
Kitty, 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 kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, easy. Goodness, that's silly cat. I wonder why she finally got the courage to jump back to the tree.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking you were rescuing her, maybe she thought you were after her. Maybe she didn't recognize you in your bathrobe.
Yeah.
Come on down. I'm holding the ladder.
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah.
Watch your footing.
Lord.
Watch your footing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Why should anything be the matter?
Oh, you looked at me. I thought you were mad.
Mad? Oh, no, 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 indeed. Listen, when I get married, I expected to have children. Children expect to have pets. Pets are expected to climb up on things. Fathers are expected to climb up after them. I resigned to my fate. I only ask one thing, just one thing. If one of these days I do topple off the roof, I want my epitaph to read, "A cat has nine. One life was mine."
Oh, honey. I didn't want you to climb up so high. That was your doing.
No, I was all right. I only want to be appreciated.
Oh,
that's
you
all.
Are, dear. You are. I thank you. Betsy thanks you. And Pussy Willow. And her kittens. Thank you.
Her kittens?
Now, don't get excited, dear.
Kittens?
Well, I'm sure she's expecting.
Oh, jolly. I'm going to have some myself.
Now, look at this way, dear. The more the merrier. This is Debbie Reynolds. If you've been wondering what you can do to fight communism personally from your own home, there is something you can do. Support Radio Free Europe, the station built and financed by the contributions of the American public to the crusade for freedom. Radio Free Europe is one Cold War operation the communists fear and attack constantly. Support Radio Free Europe. Send your truth dollars to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.